President Vladimir Putin directed his military to dislodge Ukrainian forces that have entered Russian territory.
Kyiv launched a surprise offensive into Russia's western Kursk region last Tuesday, seizing over 24 settlements in the most significant cross-border incursion on Russian soil since World War II. The main task is, of course, for the defense ministry to dislodge the enemy from our territories, Putin stated. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Thousands of residents around Athens evacuated their homes, including those in the historic town of Marathon.
The massive wildfire front edged closer to the Greek capital despite superhuman efforts to contain it, according to officials. Authorities ordered at least 5 more communities and 2 hospitals northeast of Athens to evacuate after 8 nearby villages, including Marathon, were told to leave. Our entire town is engulfed in flames and facing difficult times, Mayor Tsirkas told local media, Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Over 47,000 people across Europe died last year due to heat, according to a new report published in Nature Medicine.
The study, conducted by the Barcelona Institute for Global Health, analyzed a vast amount of historical temperature and mortality data from 35 different countries to arrive at its conclusions. The year 2023 set records as the hottest year to date, and experts predict 2024 could surpass it. Chris Anderson reporting.
Several U.S. service members sustained minor injuries from a drone attack in Syria last Friday, with a few transported for further evaluation, the Pentagon reported.
Several U.S. and coalition personnel were treated for minor injuries, including smoke inhalation. Others are being examined for traumatic brain injuries out of an abundance of caution, Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder told reporters. The Pentagon did not specify how many personnel were injured or transported when asked, Jim Kender reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A third death has been reported in connection with a multi-state outbreak of Listeria monocytogenes infections linked to a Boar's Head deli meat recall.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced last Thursday that since a previous update on July 31st, 9 additional Listeria cases had been reported, including a new death in Virginia. In total, 43 illnesses have resulted in hospitalization. The ready-to-eat liverwurst products were produced between June 11th, 2024 and July 17th, 2024 and have a 44-day shelf life. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Crews demolished a Texas church where a gunman killed more than 24 worshippers in 2017.
The crew used heavy machinery to level the small building, even though some families wanted to preserve the scene of the deadliest church shooting in U.S. history. A judge authorized last month the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs to demolish the sanctuary where the attack occurred, which had been kept as a memorial until now. Kyle Norris reporting.
A 4.4 magnitude earthquake shook the Los Angeles area early Monday afternoon.
The epicenter was located near the city's Highland Park neighborhood, a few miles north of downtown Los Angeles, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. No injuries were reported and no significant infrastructure damage was found, the Los Angeles Fire Department said. This quake was preceded by 2 smaller earthquakes, 1.7 magnitude and 1.3 magnitude, Lawrence Keller reporting.
Cancer cases and deaths among men are projected to rise sharply worldwide by 2050, according to a new study.
The study, published in Cancer, a peer-reviewed journal of the American Cancer Society, predicts an 84% increase in cancer cases and a 93% increase in cancer deaths among men globally between 2022 and 2050. The increases were most significant among men aged 65 and older, Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.